Now, Russia has proposed the formation of a new international body to investigate the use of chemical weapons in the Middle East. Take a listen.
We wish to rise above these differences and to propose the establishment of a new international investigative body, which on the basis of irreproachable and corroborated information received from transparent and credible sources would be able to establish evidence for the Security Council to identify perpetrators in the use of chemical weapons.
Speaking at a United Nations Security Council meeting requested by Moscow, the Russian ambassador said the previous investigations into the use of chemical weapons were a complete failure. Vasily Nebenzia says the probes collapsed because they were not professional and became a mechanism for political manipulation. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley accused Russia of sabotaging a probe into the use of chemical weapons in Syria. She also accused Damascus of using chlorine gas in Eastern Ghouta on Monday. Haley said Russia was complicit in the atrocity. Both Russia and Syria rejected the claims by the U.S. as baseless. Let's cross over to San Francisco. Joining us via Skype is Paul Larudi. He's a political activist and commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press U, Mr. Larudi. Now, Russia, they're being very specific about previous probes that have failed, saying that they have become a mechanism for political manipulation. Is that how you see it as well?
Well, yes, and it was designed to be that way. I mean, it was the United States that refused to approve the investigations into the chemical weapons unless the investigators were told not to investigate who was behind the use of the chemical weapons. They was only to analyze and verify that chemical weapons were used, to find where it was used and the nature of the weapons and all this kind of thing. It was a physical investigation of what was what had happened without assigning any blame or criminality to it. This was the requirement that the United States set on this, not Russia, not anybody else. Russia and Syria and Iran and everybody else had to go along with this, or they weren't going to get to anything through the Security Council. So Russia is correct in saying that there was no possibility of assigning blame. That was by design.
Right, but Mr. Larudi, we heard Nikki Haley later refute these comments by the Russian ambassador to the UN, saying Russia has killed three resolutions, draft resolutions, for such a probe. How would you respond to that?
You know, when Nikki Haley says something assigns the blame to Russia, you can assume that it's the opposite of what she's saying. It's the United States that's to blame for this. So this is, by the way, did you hear, I missed it, I'm sorry. I didn't hear any of the evidence that she presented that Russia prevented this from happening. But she's not accustomed to providing evidence. Or when the United States brings evidence to the United Nations, as in the case of Colin Powell, it's fabricated evidence, sometimes provided by the Israelis. So, you know, what do you expect?
And before I let you go, Mr. Larudi, when it comes to the situation in Syria, we have seen, and we've talked about it before, about how there is this manufacturing of perception from all parties where they want to capitalize on the public opinion and turn it in certain ways. Do you see this, the U.S. maneuvering in the United Nations, specifically when it comes to the use of chemical weapons, as being part of that?
Voltaire, the French philosopher, said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. That's exactly what the United States is doing. It's trying to make everybody, succeeding, in fact, in making certainly the American people and many of the people in the West and elsewhere to believe absurdities. The idea that Syria would use chemical weapons, where's the advantage? To kill civilians, their own citizens? Is this because they'll get more support from their own population because of that? Is it because of some strategic advantage? I don't think so. There's no advantage whatsoever in this. So the United States is trying to make everyone believe absurdities. Why? In order to commit atrocities. That's why. And they're doing it. They're committing atrocities. This is normal.
On that thought-provoking note, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Paul LaRudy, political activist and commentator, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. LaRudy, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.